Blog Talk Radio.
And so no matter what comes up against me, amen, if God is for me, who or what can be against me? You know, a lot of times we worry about people, but it's God for you. God is more than the people that come against you. You have to realize that as Joseph, God gave Joseph favor, he will give you favor also. And we need to start realizing we got favor, and the things we've been trying to do, the things we've been trying to accomplish, go on. Step out on faith on God and believe that you got God's favor on your life, because that's part of the benefit for serving God. Step out on faith a little bit, amen. Praise God, amen. Jesus took 39 stripes on his back so that we can be healed. He said, now, if you serve me and you serve me right, I'll heal you, amen. If you walk upright for me, I'll heal you, amen. The Bible said he won't withhold, Isaiah 55, he won't hold any good thing from those that walk upright. You doing things that you know ain't right, that'll condemn you, amen. But can't nobody else condemn you, because God has cleared you of all wrongdoing. That's what it means. Nobody can charge you with any wrong done. Only you and God. It's between you and God. And so if you don't let no devil, no person, not anyone get between you and God, there's nothing can stop you from making it into the kingdom of God. Amen.
I thank you for my tears.
I thank you for the tears.
my fears. You've been good to me down throughout the years. It's a miracle that I'm still standing here. All that I am is because of all that you brought me through. And everything I survive is all because of you. I'm grateful for you.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to Calf Church, Inc. Come on in this morning and suck with us. Enjoy the word of God this morning. As a man, preacher, the man of my voice. Okay, take it away. Anyway, thank you for joining us this morning. All those alive and all those on Facebook and all those that are online this morning, welcome, welcome, welcome. So we're going to start off this morning with prayer. Father God, let's all stand. Let's stand. Let me get started. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for this day. You have given us, you have let us sing, Lord. Thank you for your goodness this morning, and your mercy this morning, Lord, your grace. It went for the mercy and your grace, Lord, you will be here today. And we thank you. You shine your love upon us once more, Lord. We might have time to repent, time to forgive. And we just thank you, Lord. You forgive us all our iniquities and all our trespassing, Lord Jesus. And we're going to do today, Lord. We know, Lord, you didn't go out through the day. You might offend someone. If we do, Lord Jesus, that's when I know it, Lord. Forgive me and forgive us, Lord Jesus. And we just thank you for today again. And thank you for our children. Thank you for our grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and our spouses this morning, all those that have spouses this morning. Thank God for praise them this morning, Lord Jesus. And we just thank the Lord Jesus for they know they're the one that God left here. Take care of us. We're going to do them. And through the Lord, we just thank you, Lord Jesus, for you are God of might and you're God of strength. And we thank you, Lord, what's more, Lord, if you would bless this service on today, and when we get up before we, Lord, bless the Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. And now we have a word of our scripture reading by Katrisa.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'll be reading from 2:11, starting at verse 6. But without faith, it's impossible to please him. Mm-hmm. Who is that coming to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that
give. Amen. Amen. Okay, thank you. Thank you. As you're reading, you hear of his word. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. You've been so good. Yes, you have, Lord. You've been so good. You've been so good, and I just want to thank you, Lord. You saved
Sometimes, though, we say that, but then you may be better off in Christ. You may want to go on home. See you later. Amen. You know, amen. Anyway, thank you, Jesus. We're going to thank him this morning for his goodness and his mercy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Come on, everybody. Time to start. And praise the Lord, the God, with all your heart. Every country and every race. All the God children, take your place. Come on and praise the Lord. Everybody, praise the Lord. Come on and praise the Lord. Everybody, praise the Lord. Come on, everybody, it's time to start.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord, that God, with all your heart. Every tongue and every race. All the God children, take your place. Come on and praise the Lord. Everybody, praise the Lord. Come on and praise the Lord. Everybody, praise the Lord. Everybody,
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 everybody, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, everybody. Come on. Come on. All the God children, come on. And praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I thank you for his joy in me this morning. I thank you for his joy. His joy, unspeakable and full of glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. I'm a soldier in the army. I'm a soldier, I'm a soldier
in the army of the Lord.
I'm a soldier, I'm a soldier
in the army.
I'm a soldier. I'm a soldier in the army. I'm a baptized in the army of the Lord.
I'm a baptized soldier in the army. I'm a fire-carrying soldier in the army of the Lord. I'm a fire-carrying soldier in the army. I got my war clothes on in the army of the Lord. Got my war clothes on in the army. I'm a soldier, I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. I'm a soldier, I'm a soldier in the army. Got my war clothes on in the army of the Lord. I got my war clothes on in the army. I'm a soldier, I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. I'm a soldier, I'm a soldier in the army. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Are you up this morning? Are you a soldier this morning in the army of the Lord?
Hallelujah.
Are you a soldier this morning in the army of the Almighty God? Are you a soldier? Are you a baptized soldier? Are you a Bible-carrying soldier?
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Let's give him a little praise a little bit. Let's praise him a little bit. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for being in the midst of us. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, for being here this morning, Lord. Thank you for being this morning. Your presence, Lord, is here this morning. And we thank you for your presence, Lord, and your midst of your people, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord. You're God of glory. Hallelujah.
You.
Oh, you're the only true and living God this morning, Lord.
Thank
you, Lord. There's no God before you, beside you, there's none after you. You are God all by yourself. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord, for being our God today,
yes.
Lord. For being our Savior. For being, Lord, all we need, Lord. You have it. That you supply all our needs, Lord. Not our wants, but our needs, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. God has my all on me. He has set me free. Whoa, whoa, whoa. God has smiled on me. He's been good to me. God has smiled on me. He has set me free. Oh, God has smiled on me. He's been good to me. He blessed me once. He blessed me twice. He blessed me all of my life. Oh, God has smiled on me. He's been good to me. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me.
Oh, God has smiled on me.
He's been good to me. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound to save a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. The blind, but now I see. Oh, God has smiled on me. He's been good to me. He's been good. He's been good. He's been good to me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That God has smiled on us. He has been good to us. He has. We just thank you for his goodness this morning. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So now we're going to turn into the hand of our pastor, Pastor Max Haight.
Amen. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Praise God. Everybody just give Lord a hand clap. We always want to give a praise. Before we get started this morning, we want to give God a praise. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God, praise God, praise God. Amen. Amen. Father God, we are thankful this morning, Lord, that you saved us and you allowed us to see another day that we haven't seen before. Thank you for your goodness and mercy. And thank you for the word of God, Lord, that you've given us. And Lord, you said we should hide the word in our heart, that we won't sin against you. Amen. So thank God for this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. All of y'all online, thank God. I guess in the last few weeks here, you know, God's been dealing with me about the word purpose, amen. And that we all must know your purpose, amen. And then whenever you leave purpose out of the equation, then we left God out, amen. And I think that's what has happened today, that people have taken the purpose out of why they're saved, amen, the reason that they're saved, amen. They've taken purpose out of why you was called to minister, amen. And whenever you take purpose out of it, you done took God out of it. Because God is a God of purpose, amen. And that he don't just do things to be doing it. And whenever you see that people do things having no purpose in mind, they're just doing something, amen. Mm-hmm. Have you ever thought about it, you know, relationships and things today? You know, people who say they have a relationship, but if there's no purpose in it, then is it really a relationship? What are you doing it for? You have to ask the question, well, what are you doing it for? What's the reason for doing what you're doing, amen? Is it a godly purpose in what you're doing? We have to make sure that we don't leave purpose out. That's what I have to look at it today, and I find out that that's where we've gone wrong because we left the purpose out of everything. Mm-hmm. Even in the church today, we leave purpose out most of the time, amen?
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we come together into the house of God, it ain't doing, it ain't working. When we come together in the house of God, amen, and we still come together because there must be purpose in mind. So whatever it is that we're doing, amen. You know, when a man leaves his home, you know, they say, but for this reason shall a man, you know, when a man get ready to get married, to get home, but for that purpose or for that reason, a man leave his father and mother to be joined together to his wife. But it seems that in the church we lost purpose, amen. You know, people come in the church, everybody's self-seeking. And then when you're self-seeking, you got your own thing in mind and not the thing of God in mind, and so you lost purpose. Mm-hmm. And I think everybody needs to get the purpose, get purpose back, put purpose back in your life, the reason you're doing something. And then we can put that back in. Then I think we can put God back in, because I think what has happened today, we've gotten away from purpose, amen. The reason for doing so. Well, why do you pray? What's the purpose of praying? Well, why do I pray? You know, there must be purpose in your prayer. You're not just praying just to be praying, but you're praying because you have there's a purpose in it, amen. Why do I give? I give for a purpose, amen, for a reason behind it, you know. And even when we come into the church, amen, when we come together, see, when you leave the purpose out of it, well, we come together to be a community. Mm-hmm. And when we come together to be a community among one another, that means we join together so that we can help one another. Mm-hmm. You can't be selfish in this thing, amen?
Amen.
And then when you come self-seeking, that means you're seeking to be yourself up and not a body up, amen? And so we talk about purpose, amen. Let's turn to the book of Luke today, amen. When I look at the book of Luke, I start seeing something today, Luke chapter 15. I saw something, and when I saw this particular thing, and I had to ask myself, amen, you know, that people do things without purpose, amen. Mm-hmm. And since God has led me into the spirit of purpose, so most of the time that you hear me, I'm going to be talking about purpose most of the time, because I believe that's my part, amen.
Mm-hmm.
That's my part. And so don't get upset with me if I'm talking about purpose all the time, amen.
Yeah.
You know, just like the man that preached faith. No matter what he start out on, when he gets through talking about it, he's going to be talking about purpose, amen, or the reason for something. And it's all about the reason for something, amen. And we got to get back to the reason for this thing. And we come together, or we going to come together and build a community, or everybody going to do their own thing. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You see, one thing I found about certain communities of people, they're so selfish they can't get anything done, is because they won't work together, because they worried about the big I and the big you, or they worried about raising themselves up rather than raising the whole community up. And it's no different in the church. Most people trying to raise themselves up rather than raise the body that they're joined to up, amen. Self-seeking, you know what I mean.
Amen.
They want all the glory, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to give the glory to anyone else. They only come seeking what? Self-glorification, amen.
Mm-hmm.
I want to build myself up, and I want to build my ministry up. You know, anytime you're in a body or something, there can only be one ministry.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. You see, you have to lay aside your ministry to help the other person in his ministry.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you don't do that, then you're self-seeking, amen.
Mm-hmm.
See, we have to notice about that. When Jesus came, you know what? Jesus submitted himself to John, even though John was ministering about Jesus. But Jesus submitted to John. And he started preaching the same thing that John preached, amen. The kingdom of God is at hand. Elijah laid his mantle upon Elijah.
Mm-hmm.
He left his 12 oxen. He left the place he was, his ministry, and he followed Elijah's ministry. And then later on, what? Elijah gave him his ministry. But you got to have purpose in mind of what you're doing. Yeah, it must be purpose in it. So if we're going to come together as a body here, we say that we're a church, you got to have purpose in this, amen. If we say care church is for the purpose, amen, of reaching everybody, then we got to start reaching people, different people, amen. You got to have you need to get out and work. If you want to have a house church, if you want to have a line church, if you want to have, make sure you got purpose of reaching people, amen. And however you reach them the best way you can. Even if you have to have your little, have it at your house, have an apartment at your house, or wherever that you need to have it. But there got to be purpose in this thing, amen? Because if we don't have any purpose in it or reason for doing things, we're just doing it and then there's no value being created in it. Okay? And so let us become purpose-minded, amen? If we're going to sing praises, amen, you know we got to practice. We got to come together and then practice so that we can have the purpose of giving praise to God, and so that when whatever you do, it will be glorious, amen. Mm-hmm. Purpose, I mean, if the purpose for praising God, then we need to get together for the praising of God, amen. That is why you come together, because what? We come together to give praise. The reason we're here, we come to give praise and we come to give glory to God, amen. When I talk about purpose, amen, that's what's wrong with life today. Everybody left the purpose out of it, amen. They left the reason for it out of it, amen. Oh, let's see this. Luke chapter 15. Let me get this part here, amen. I'm going to start at 15, verse 11 through 17, amen. Amen. And he said, a certain man had two sons. The younger of them said unto his father, Father, give me the portion of good that falleth to me. And he divided unto him his living. And not many days after, the young son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country. And there wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in the land, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself unto a citizen of that country, and he said unto him, said unto his friends, and he sent him into his field to feed swine. And he would have fain have filled his belly with the husk that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. And when he came unto himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? I would arise and go unto my father and would say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee. Amen. I want to do this in the spirit of purpose, but when we look at the scriptures here, you know, it talks about this is what you call a prodigal son, amen. A prodigal son, a prodigal son. And when we say that he's a prodigal son, he's a person that is wasteful, amen.
Amen.
And most of the people who are wasteful people are people who don't have purpose. They don't have no real purpose, amen. And so he was a prodigal son because he didn't have no purpose, amen. And even though he here with his father, he takes everything that his father had put together for him, and he goes and asks for it, but he's leaving home, and even when he leaves home, he don't really have a purpose for why he's leaving. He just have a reason to go out and have fun and have pleasure, amen. It's because, you see, whenever you don't have purpose in life, you don't have no restraint in life. That's why a lot of people are not restrained, because they don't really have a real purpose. They're not working toward a goal. They don't have anything in mind, because if you had something in mind, you wouldn't be so wasteful. See, wasteful people are people who don't have purpose, because they don't know, have no other reason what to do with what they have except to waste it, amen. And then when you find wasteful people, they're always broke, because they always spend everything they have because they don't use their finances with purpose in it, amen. It's not trying to say that you shouldn't have a good time. It's not saying that you shouldn't have pleasure. But whenever you get into a place that is overmuch pleasure, amen, that is where the problem comes in, amen. Overmuch pleasure, you know, you just want to have pleasure all the time. Overmuch pleasure, you know, when you think about what he did, you know, when you go out and you drink, you know, the man that, you know, that drunk, get drunk and everything and love pleasure, he won't be rich. He won't ever have anything. Because what? He don't have no purpose in life. Proverbs chapter 29, I think it's Proverbs chapter 29. Amen. I like to just go to a scripture that I believe that is the right one. Amen. Proverbs 29, amen. Praise God. And that God wants to give us wisdom, you know, because, you know, a lot of time we walk and we live, but we live without the wisdom of God. We don't think, amen. You know, whenever we don't have wisdom, we become just like the grasshopper, amen. That the grasshopper eat up everything in the summer, and then when winter comes, he finds himself wanting. And he normally dies of hunger because he wasn't eating to live, he was living to eat, amen. There's a big difference in somebody that's living to eat and somebody eat to live, amen. Huh? Proverbs 29, I know it's talk about where there's no vision. Where there's no vision, a people perish. Proverbs 20, let me see, amen. where there's no vision. Because, see, it's trying to put, God wants to establish purpose in your life. In other words, when Jesus came to give us a reason for doing something. He came to tell us why we should do certain things. And then if we don't know why we should do certain things, amen, then we don't have no purpose. Because purpose is the why in a thing, amen. Why should I? Or why shouldn't I, amen? That is the wisdom of God. 29 and 18, he said, where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he. Now, in another rendering of the scriptures, where there's no vision, amen, is that where there's no purpose. When it said the people perish, means that the people cast off restraint. But they don't have no reason to restrain themselves from what they're doing. You see, a lot of us, we don't have no reason in life to restrain ourselves, amen. And so therefore we do everything because we lost purpose in it, amen. Mm-hmm. We became anybody that don't have purpose, they're riotous in their living. You know, I think I was asking Gina last night, what does the word riotous mean, amen? Amen. You know, riotous mean that I don't have no self-control in what I do, you know. Mm-hmm. And see, we got a lot of times, you see, Jesus always wanted, what is one of the things he wanted you to have self-control in yourself. Don't be riotous, eater of flesh, amen. Don't overindulge in so many things. Like this young man, he left home, he thought he was ready for life, but he hadn't learned discipline. See, if there's no discipline in your life, you'll do anything. How did somebody say, you'll fall for anything. How does that go? You'll fall for anything, amen. If you don't stand for anything, you'll fall for anything. See, one thing that Jesus came to put a standard in your life, you know, when you say standard, it's a person. Standard is purpose. Standard is a reason for doing something. And if you don't have that in your life, amen, you don't have no restraint in life. Because, you know, but see, if you have a purpose of the reason that I don't sin because what? I belong to God. So he came to give you a reason not to do it, amen. He tries to explain to you, out of so many times, he tried to explain to us why we don't do such things, you know, a lot of things because it causes problems. You got problems in your body. You got problems in your mind. You got problems in your head. Because what? You didn't restrain yourself from the thing that God told us not to restrain ourselves from. In other words, you was living without a purpose.
Amen.
This man was living without a purpose, amen, at the time he left home, amen. When he left home, amen, and went away, and he took all of his inheritance with righteous living. In other words, unhinged. Undisciplined, uncontrolled, you know how we are in life today. The reason people today, they're uncontrolled because they lost their purpose in life, amen? Hmm? See, somebody was talking last night, and they were saying last night that what about what is a woman now? What is a woman? You know, somebody was asking the question, well, what is a woman? And we had people afraid to give the answer what a woman is, amen? And the reason they was afraid to give the answer of what a woman is because they lost the purpose of a woman. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't want to answer it because they had lost the purpose. They had lost the reason that God created them, amen. You see how when you lose purpose, the reason they're doing what they do is because they lost purpose of who they are and who God made them, see? See, God made us to give him glory, to give him praise, to honor him and respect him, and to be a light in the world, amen. But whenever you don't have a vision, you don't have a purpose, you cast off your restraint. When a man loses the reason that he was created, he has no restraint in himself because he had lost his purpose, amen. He don't know why he is a man, amen. You know, he's got to a place he don't even know what a man is. He don't know what a man's supposed to do. He don't know how a man's supposed to act. And therefore, amen, he casts off restraint because he lost the purpose and the reason that God created him. Brother, that is the problem among everybody today. We've lost the purpose and the reason that God created us.
Amen.
And here is this man, he's lost the reason for money, amen. Hmm? When you lose your purpose and why you have money, you can't solve it straight.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We don't realize that we get it, and we just build bigger barns. You know how it is. And we think that's what we're supposed to do, that we're supposed to take the money and then come just store it up and store it up and get more and more, get billions and millions. When you lose the reason that God gives you money, God gave you the money so that you might be able to help somebody else with it, amen? Huh? Not getting a bigger barn and I just want to be a billionaire, I want to be a millionaire, amen? See, he lost his purpose. That's why God gave it to him.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
When you look at Isaiah 55, it's talking about he gives seed to the sower.
Mm-hmm.
He gives seed. In other words, he gives you something, the purpose he's giving you something, so that you can be able to help somebody else with it. Not giving it to you just for yourself. He's not trying to say that you can't partake in it. But he said, help your neighbor, love your neighbor, love your brother. See, when you lose the purpose that God gave it to you, you abuse it. And so he went out and misused it. Do you see that going on today, even in the society today, that men have millions and they have billions and they go out with riot, they do riot to stuff with it.
Amen.
Hmm? They spend $30,000 at the pity bar.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm? Wasting it, no purpose in it, amen. Mm-hmm. Yeah? And then they won't give a man $20 on the street.
Amen.
Hmm? They spend $30,000, you know. At the strip bar, strip club, or whatever you want to call it. They're sitting there at the strip club, amen, righteous living. This man was doing righteous living, spending his money at the strip club, but he didn't help nobody with it, amen.
Amen.
Hmm? He saw a family that needed their rent paid, and it only cost $700, but he spent $7,000 at the strip club.
Amen.
See, he had lost purpose in what God gave it to him for in the beginning. You see what I said? Losing purpose. It means you're losing the reason that God gave it to you in the beginning. He gave it to you to be a helper to somebody else, amen.
Amen.
When Jesus came, that said Jesus came, he said he became poor, that what? We might be rich, amen. Huh? He laid down his riches so that he could save us. See, he had a purpose in his life, amen.
Mm-hmm.
I came to give my life, amen,
mm-hmm.
to be a ransom for men. In other words, if I can pay you a ransom for you, I came to pay you a ransom. So when he came with purpose in his life. He didn't just go out there doing something just to be doing it, but everything he did, it had a purpose in it, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. See, when it talks about without a vision, without a purpose, you cast all, you don't restrain yourself, amen. If you know the reason that you're living for God, then you restrain yourself from certain things, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Because you realize that you're here for the purpose of giving glory to God. You was created to be in the likeness of God, amen. You was created in the image of God so that God can manifest himself through us. And therefore, the only way you can manifest God is that you have to have God's purpose in you.
Amen.
Because God is a God of purpose, and you can't be without God's purpose on the inside of you. Amen. And so whatever you do, you're supposed to do what? For the glory of God. I think it's in the book of Colossians, says chapter 3, I think it's 18. But whatever you do in word or deed, do it all in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. In order to give glory to him, amen. But if I lose my reason for living, then I'm not going to do that, amen. I'm going to do it to the glorification of myself. I'm going to do it for the glory of myself. I'm going to do it for what? My feelings and what I want and what I want to do and what I want to have and the pleasure that I want. I'm doing it for my own pleasure, amen. And you see, we forget about Christ most of the time because we're doing it for our own pleasure or we're doing it for our own benefit. But you have to realize you weren't created for your own benefit.
Amen. Amen.
You were created to benefit God.
Mm-hmm.
God created you to benefit himself, amen.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted somebody to be an expression of who he is. And that is what he wanted to be seen through you, but if you don't lost your vision, you perish, amen. You lost the reason why you're doing it. You don't last long, amen.
Amen.
Whenever we lose the reason for marriage, it don't last long, amen. Because what? We done took the purpose out of it, amen. We done took the true reason that God made it in the first place, and therefore now it's being exploited because we took the true meaning out of it, amen.
Amen.
People perish for what? Lack of knowledge. When you have lack of knowledge, you have lack of purpose. You have lack of reasoning, amen, for why you do things. And God said, I want you to come on back to my reason, amen. Come on back to the reason that I created you and do what I asked you to do, amen. Because you're not of your own, amen. You've been bought with a price, amen. I purchased you so what? You can do what I wanted you to do and not what you wanted to do. Well, what's that? It's not your will, but it's his will be done. See, God's will means God's purpose. That's what a will is. My, that his desire, amen, and the way he wanted things, amen, to do things, amen. But today we've lost that. That is why we got all the homosexual acts going on. They lost the purpose in it. The man has lost his purpose to be a man. A woman has lost her reason for being a woman. She don't know that she was made to receive. There's nothing about her to give. God created her with a womb so that she can carry. God gave her the ability to give birth to something. But now she don't want to carry and she don't want to give birth to anything. Now she's lost her purpose. And now she don't even want to be called a woman now is because she don't know the purpose of a woman. That God made what? God made the woman for the man. That is the reason that God made woman, amen. He saw that Adam should not be alone, amen. And so he made him a helpmeet. He made somebody to help Adam, amen. Amen. So he made the woman for the man. And now she's lost her purpose. She lost her reason for being a woman, amen. She didn't know that God made her for the man. He didn't make her for another woman. And therefore, she's abusing herself, and what she's doing is because she done lost her purpose for being. When you lose your purpose for your being, you lost everything. See, when this young man here in the 15th chapter, it says that when he came to himself, when he finally realized where he was, and he realized that he had messed up, he realized he was in the wrong place. He realized he was doing the wrong thing. He had got so low for a Jewish person or a Hebrew person to be in the pig pen. That means he was at his lowest of the lowest, amen.
Amen.
But it's a good thing about the story that is being given here about this man and his purpose. You see, he left home. He thought he was ready for life. And so therefore, when he thought he was ready for life, he had spent enough time, you know, gathering up information on the purpose of life, He had spent enough time about getting from his father the discipline of life, and therefore he was an undisciplined person, amen. And we got that so much around here now. We got so many undisciplined people. They don't want to hear what nobody else say. They don't want to be corrected, amen. They don't want nobody to tell them anything. They think they know everything. And then if you tell them something, they get angry with you. And even when you tell them what's right and they know that it is right, rather than to give you an answer back, they'll keep silent. They'll just be silent on you. Young man didn't take time to learn discipline before he left. And that goes on even with the church sometimes. You know, when people get in church, a young man think he's ready to go, and he leaves his father's house and go out on his own and didn't learn discipline at home. He didn't learn to discipline himself, amen. He didn't learn to obey his leader, amen. He didn't learn to obey the one that had rule over him. And so the reason we got everything so bad today because we got so many undisciplined people out there. We got ministers that never sat under nobody and ain't never been disciplined on nobody. They never had no father in their life, amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. They just went out on their own and started doing things.
Mm-hmm.
And then they want to call themselves, well, I made myself a minister. Or God made me one. No, God always sends you through discipline before you make certain things.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
I talked about Elijah. Elijah said, I'm Elijah. Then wasn't he dissing about Elijah? Amen. Mm-hmm. And even Samuel was disciplined by Eli.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. And even though Eli was fat, but God can raise you up. See, you can't use that. You can't use that lie that you can't be who God wants you to be is because you don't think that the man is in order. Amen. Eli might not have been the greatest man at that time, but yet Samuel was raised up to be one of the greatest prophets. At least Eli taught him how to hear God. Amen?
Amen.
Hmm? See, we leave for wrong reason, and that we leave places and go other places and do things. That means you're just a wanderer. That means you're a wanderer. That means you have no certain dwelling place. Hmm? Nobody, they can't trust you because what? You just run off as soon as the things get hard. You'll take off. As soon as you don't see nobody like you, you run off because you're undisciplined, amen. You're unchastised, amen. See, we got too many unchastised people in the church. And as soon as somebody tries to discipline them, they run off. They run away. They don't want to hear what you got to say.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you offended me for what you told me. Well, you should shut your mouth then.
Mm-hmm.
Learn how to discipline yourself, amen?
Mm-hmm.
The purpose of it is discipline.
Mm-hmm.
And what do they say? Open rebuke is better than secret love. Huh? And so we have to do it openly sometimes. But if you do people like that, they leave.
Amen.
Hmm? Hmm? And they don't know the purpose that they was there in the first place. Your purpose for being is to be disciplined in the first place. Amen.
Amen.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
See, you come here to be disciplined. Amen.
Amen.
Hmm? So what? You come to be disciplined for what? For the work of the ministry.
Mm-hmm.
That you're supposed to be doing ministry too. You didn't come here to sit. You come here to hear, to be disciplined, so that your life can be the example of somebody else. You see, when we take purpose out of a thing, amen, you know, took God out of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe God to be taken out of the church because we done took God out of the church. We think that the church is the place to come and sing and dance and hop and skip and have parties, and amen. Praise God. Concerts, amen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all the concerts, those concerts are not there to praise God. Those concerts are there to make money. Those singers don't come there to give God praise. Those singers are only coming there because they get money for it. See, we done took the purpose out of it. I'm not trying to say a singer shouldn't be compensated, amen. But I'm just trying to tell you the reason for them doing it now is not the same.
Mm-hmm.
They're giving God praise for the money, not giving God praise because it's in their heart anymore, amen. See, they'd have left the purpose out of it. If there'll be no purpose in it, they perish. People are perishing because we'd have lost the purpose for the church. We'd have lost the purpose for living. This young man had lost his purpose for living. He thought that was what life was about, going out having fun, having parties all night. So, well, what you come to church for? Well, I just come to church to hear the word, amen. I said I was going to do it. I just came to hear it, amen. But what good is, what purpose is it? You come to hear the word and then we don't do it, amen. We don't act on it. We don't participate in it, amen. What good does it do, amen? To be a hearer and not a doer only, not a doer of it, amen. See, you don't lost purpose in it. I'm just coming to hear. You ought to be coming to hear something for yourself. And you want to come to hear for yourself so that you can have something to give to somebody else.
Amen.
See, realize that Jesus said, your purpose now, when I saved you to be a light to the world, I want your life to be an example to everybody else so that they can see. But when you lose that purpose, you don't care how you act. You don't care what you do. You don't restrain yourself from things. You just go out and do them because there's no discipline in your life. You don't know your purpose, amen. You don't know the reason God saved you. You done lost that. He had lost while he was at home in his daddy's house, amen. He backslid in his father's house, amen. He doesn't have his mind on what his father was talking to him about it. He doesn't have his mind on his father's instruction. He only got in mind is what he wants to do. Not realizing that his father there was disciplining him and correcting him and instructing him how to live, amen. How to balance your budget. You know, a lot of people don't know how to balance their budget. And whenever you get into you think that the purpose of your money is just so you can have pleasure. Well, who did you give some of it? God gave it to you to be a giver, amen. Not just to keep it to yourself, amen. What, you know, when you think about the people that got the billion, what good, when they die, when they haven't done anything with it, did it serve a cause? Ain't fed nobody. Ain't built nobody no house. And wouldn't even buy their children a car. Wouldn't give them nothing either. They just died with it in the bank. And the bank had a good thing. See, you're supposed to do with what you have now, amen, while you're in control of it, amen. Because when you die, you're not going to have control of whatever you left. See, we done lost the purpose for it. Amen. You done lost your purpose for giving. You're giving so that, why? And God gonna give you, amen. But you're giving so that somebody else can, so that you can help to meet the needs of somebody else, because you never know when you're gonna become hungry. You're gonna get down in the ditch like this young man. He spent everything he had and lost everything he had because he was putting out and nothing was coming back. Have you thought about your spending sometime that you keep spending a lot and there ain't nothing coming back? Your pile getting lower. And if something, and then if you spend it all, if something took place, you wouldn't have nothing to cover your light bill. Righteous living, I'm talking about, amen. A life without purpose in it, amen.
Amen.
And God wanted you to have a life with purpose in it, amen.
Amen.
You that is online, you got to get back to the reason why things are. The Lord used everything for his purpose, amen.
Amen.
Even though some of you might have a career, God can use your career for his purpose. How simply you think about Peter was a fisherman, amen. They was fishermen, amen.
Amen.
And Jesus said, come on, let me make you fishing over me. See, I can use, you're already doing it, but I want you to do it for another reason, amen. I want you to become fishing more men. So he took the career that Peter already had. He already knew how to fish, amen. Praise God. But Jesus said, I want to take your career and I want to turn it around. I want you to use the same tactic and the same thing that you was using to catch fish. Now I want you to use that to catch men. You see, God can use your career for his purpose. Hallelujah. And so whatever you do, you need to do with purpose, amen. Whatever you do. Do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Do it with purpose in mind. Right? Now, I think that's about the 20th chapter of St. John. It talks about, John said, the reason I write these things, I'm writing these things that you might know that Jesus is the Christ, amen, the Son of God. And by believing, that you might believe. And by believing, you might have life. See, his purpose for writing was for what? To let everybody else know about Jesus Christ, amen. So even if you're a writer, sister, amen, you are a writer, sister. Are you writing for the benefit of exhorting Jesus Christ, amen? What does St. John chapter 12 say? If I be lifted up, I draw all men unto me, amen. So in your writing, you're supposed to be writing for the purpose of lifting up Jesus, not lifting up things in the world. See, we got to come back, bring your mind back to purpose, amen. He said, when you bring your mind back to purpose, then I'll take care of you, amen. Huh? Hallelujah. He said, seek ye first the kingdom of God. When you're seeking the kingdom, you're seeking God's purpose. You're seeking the reason for things. You're seeking why something is, amen. He said, if you seek me, my kingdom, then what? I'll give you everything you need. All these other things that you've been trying to get on your own, I cause those things to come your way, amen. I cause blessing to chase you down, amen. Come on, your blessing will overtake you and run you down. You'll be running from, I would like to have that feeling to be running from blessing. Somebody tried to give me something, and here I am, I'm running from my blessing. God said that if you do my purpose and do my will, I cause your blessing to run you down, hallelujah. Well, we got to bring our mind back to purpose. And see, what drew man away from that in the first place was the fall, when he fell from sin, in sin, amen. And all of a sudden, his sin drew him away from his purpose, because now he stopped looking at the will of God. He started looking at himself. And then all of a sudden, his focus was on himself. And his focus wasn't about God, amen. And so he started trying to do things for his own pleasure. He started trying to do things, amen, that was going to please him and not please his God, amen. Because my focus is not on God now. My focus is on myself. And I've gotten away, he got away from purpose. And all of a sudden, life became a shamble then. Because he lost his purpose, amen. Have you ever realized?
Amen.
When you lose your way. When the Bible said he came to himself, you see, when you lose purpose, you lost yourself. When you lose your reason for living, you lost yourself, amen. And the devil will come to tell you, I ain't no need to keep you living. Go and kill yourself, child, amen. Get it over with. You ain't got no reason to live. And that's the way he talked to you, amen. You ain't got no reason to live, child. Don't nobody else care about you. Go and kill yourself. He's trying to get you out of your for reason for living, your purpose for living. Not realizing that whatever you do to yourself, you do to somebody else. No man lives to himself, or no man died to himself. But whether you live or die, you die unto the Lord. So you always got purpose. As long as you're here on earth, there's always God's purpose in your life. It don't matter how old you get, because he said, well, you can bring forth fruit in your old age, amen. You don't have to be young. It's good to start when you're young now. When you start when you're young, you're already be developed in the thing, amen. And so, therefore, when you get old, you can be kind of settled in, because what? You already know your purpose, amen? Hallelujah. Come on now. Come on. Yeah. See, this is what, I don't know, the Lord's lead me this way, amen? 2 Corinthians 5:15. Let me get it over with right quick. I'm talking about purpose, amen? I'm going to be on this, because we got to get back to the purpose, amen? The reason for things, amen? The reason you're living for God, the reason you got saved. You got saved so you can help somebody else get saved, not just be saved by yourself. You don't want to go to, you don't want other people to go to hell and you go to heaven. Jesus came to save you from hell, amen, fire, amen. And that was the purpose he came. But if you don't accept him for the purpose in which he came for and have faith in him, then you're going to lose out again, because you don't realize the purpose he came in. And that's why even people giving counsel to you, are they giving to you really about purpose or who you are? You're a woman, huh? You're not a man, you're a woman, amen. You're not a woman, you're a man, amen. You know what I'm trying to say? Know your purpose. Get back to your purpose. And when the lesbian gets back to their purpose, they're going to see things right, amen. They don't see now, because the devil then got them away from their purpose. 2 Corinthians 5:15. What does that say?
5:15.
What start at 13:14? Go, come on down. Read it all the way down. 13:14.
whatever we be sad, is God. And whether we be sober, it is your call.
Now, why is he? Now he's talking about purpose here. Now, the reason I'm like this because it's for your cause. See, everything he did in life had purpose in it. Amen. Read on.
And the love of Christ restrained us.
Well, what restrained him?
The love of Christ.
See, if there's no purpose, it cast off restraint. But love will constrain you. Amen. Huh? You see, purpose will constrain you. Purpose will cause you to study at night if you got a test coming up, amen, because you want to graduate, amen. Purpose will cause you to get some sleep because you know you got to go to work in the morning, amen. Praise God. If you got some children, purpose will cause you to get up when you don't want to get up in the morning and give them something to eat, and even though you don't feel like it, because what? There's purpose in it. And as long as there's purpose in something, amen, you'll always be active to do what it is you need to do, amen. Can y'all see that? Can you see that? Amen. But he said, God's love will constrain you. In other words, this is why we need the love of God in your life. Amen. That's purpose. And the reason God shed his love upon us by the Holy Ghost is that what? He wanted to put his love in us so that it would constrain us from doing what we wanted to do, but doing what he wanted us to do because of his love. See, love will be the reason that I'm doing it, amen. So I got a purpose in mind, amen. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. I take care of my wife. I love my wife. My love is the reason I try to take care of her, amen. Amen. Huh? If it wasn't for love, now, I wouldn't be constrained to do that. I would just go out and do what I wanted to do. Mm-hmm. Go out and have me some fun, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But I'm being constrained for the love of God, amen. And for the love of her, amen. So there's a lot of things I wouldn't be constrained to do, but for my love for her is why I do it, amen. See, same way with God. God loves us, and what constrained God from destroying us or getting rid of us is because what? He's constrained because of his love. God is love, amen. And they that walk in love or live in love, they're living after God, amen. So it's because God is constrained, he won't destroy us because what? He love us, amen. He don't do certain things against us because he love us, because he's constrained by his love. See, it's the love of God. You have to have the love of God in your heart so you can be constrained from doing those things. If you love God, amen, amen, you wouldn't cheat on it. You wouldn't fornicate. You wouldn't adulterate. Amen. Hallelujah. If that was the purpose of it, is love, you wouldn't do certain things because of the love of God. That is why the purpose that Jesus came to show his love to the world. Amen. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son to demonstrate his love for us. I want you to know that I love you. And if you know that I love you, you don't have to have no fear that I come to destroy you. I didn't come to destroy you. My presence for coming, I came to save you. Amen. Who that he came to save you from yourself. Mm-hmm. And the reason he came to save you from yourself is because you had lost purpose. You had lost your reason for living. Like this young man, he had to come to himself, amen, and realize, hey, man, I'm in a bad shape here. Look where I am now, amen. Look where I am now. Let me get out of this. This is not where I'm supposed to be. I was doing better in the house of God than I am out here in the world. What kind of fulfillment am I getting out of this? Am I being fulfilled?
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's the thing that I'm doing. What am I getting out of it? A 5-minute thrill?
Amen.
It don't be enough. It only lasts a couple of minutes. Amen. It's over. The experience is over. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. I know it took you had to work up. You had to work up to that point, but the whole thrill was about 2 minutes. Might not have been that long. Amen. but what fulfillment did you get out of it? When you just go on with somebody and ain't no reason in it. You already know you ain't going to marry him or marry her. But what's your purpose? Waste of time. But yet you're giving yourself to something that ain't no fulfillment in it. I'm talking about purpose. And when you get yourself ready, get herself ready, and then we want to put it together now, that's a different story. But amen. But I'm just going to wait, wait. You're going to be dead after a while. See you wait. And still ain't nothing happened. Amen. It's either you're ready or you're not. I don't have time to stand by and wait on you. I got to put myself on hold for you. Why are you putting yourself on hold? Maybe somebody else might have liked you, amen?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm? But they see you still hooked up with something that ain't yours. I'm talking about purpose here, amen?
Mm-hmm.
If you ask yourself, what's my purpose in this? Have you ever asked yourself that? Why am I doing this? Yeah. Why I just keep going back to the same old, same old, same old? Amen. Why I can't loose myself from this? Why can't I set myself free? And so I'm here. This is where I am. I'm over here. And when you get ready, if I'm still here, you come over here and get me. Otherwise, you stay over there. I'm going to stay over here until you're ready. The purpose of being together was to be joined together and have a plan. See, purpose is planning. Where are we going from here, amen? What are we going to accomplish out of life, amen? What are we going to do? You got children already. I got children already. They grown. Yours grown. Mine's grown, amen. What are we going to do with our life when we come together? Do you have any plans, sister? What's our purpose? What's going to be the reason us come together? You want to fulfill my life? I'm going to fulfill you. What's my purpose? What would be my purpose in your life? And I want to tell you what your purpose would be in my life. If there ain't no purpose in it, why are you doing it? Why are you going through it? Are y'all with me today?
Amen.
I'm talking about purpose of a thing, amen?
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
Hmm? Come on. Finish reading back. I know it's 12.
Because we best judge that if one died for all, then we all die.
Then we all die with him. Now, he said, you're dead. In other words, purpose of being dead is so what? You got character. See, death gives you character, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
When I say character,
mm-hmm.
death is like that chair is dead, right? And that church, that chair has character, right? It sits right there. It ain't going to move unless somebody moves it. And hopefully, when you sit down in it, it's still going to hold you up. It's not going to change your shape. It's not going to change its form because of its character, amen. And the purpose of the church chair was made to sit in it.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? It's been made for that purpose, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And if I go try to use it for some other reason, that sitting in it, I'm going to abuse the chair, right? Amen? You know, I would stand in it, and sometimes we bend the end of it down. It wasn't made for you to stand on. And although we stand in it, a lot of things in your life wasn't made for that.
Right.
Your life wasn't made to sin. We weren't created in sin. You might have been born in sin, but you weren't created in sin. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Amen. Right.
You was created in righteousness. And so you was created to do good.
Mm-hmm.
This guy, he didn't know his reason when he left out. But, you know, God's all right. But one thing about God, though, even though this young man's demonstrated, there's a lesson to be learned in here, that you can't out-sin the love of God.
Mm-hmm.
Can I say that again?
Mm-hmm.
You can't out-sin the love of God. Hallelujah. Out of all the sin that he did, his father was still there waiting on him to come back. Out of all the unrighteousness that he did, his father still was waiting on him to come back. His father didn't go after him, his father was waiting on him to come to himself. Come on. Oh, God, it said, I want you to come to yourself, and I want you to change your mind about things. That's what repentance means, to change your mind about something and do it different. God said, I just want you to change your mind. I still love you. I died to demonstrate my love. And if God gave Jesus for you, won't he give you everything else? If we would come to him and give him our heart and our mind, won't he change our purpose? Is not to live for the devil, but to live for him. Not to go out and have riotous living, trying to have fun and never being satisfied. Aren't you tired of that?
Amen.
Not having pleasure now. Like I said, ain't nothing wrong with going, but you ain't got to go all the time, do you? I hate to say this, but if I say it, you know, if somebody take a little, ain't nothing wrong with, y'all can see me, but ain't nothing wrong with it. Just, if you're just doing it for, but not, what, over excess in anything is not good for you, amen?
Very good.
You get what I'm trying to say? I didn't want to say that because people will, they would throw some rocks at me for if I had said that. And so finish that bit. I closed it up. Amen.
You're saying, and he died for all.
He died for all.
That they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again.
What is that? That we should no longer live to ourselves. Live for your own cause. Live for your own reason. Amen. We should live for the reason of God. And that is why he's trying to get us to come on back. Jesus died to reconcile us back into the God, to get us back in touch with the Father again, amen. So that what? So that now we can be mindful of his will and mindful of his desire to do his thing and not our own. See, that is the reason you come, to have a change of mind, a change of heart about the things you're doing. And so all of you on Facebook there, you need to come back to purpose. Come back to the reason that you really are saved. Come back to the reason that you are a woman. Come back to the reason that you are a man. And stop trying to be something that God didn't create you to be. Because he created you with a purpose, amen. He created you to marry a man, amen, so that can bring forth fruit. You can be fruitful and multiply, amen. Do you think two women getting together can bring a child into the world? Can two men getting together bring a child in the world?
Mm-hmm.
See, the devil was after God's purpose. Mm-hmm. Y'all just think this is just a, no, he's after God's purpose.
Amen.
Because if there's no men and women getting together, there ain't going to be no children. And what did God say? Be fruitful and multiply? Ain't going to be no multiplication. That's what the devil is doing. And they don't realize it. They're just caught up in the world. They're doing what they want to do, and they're not focused on purpose. Why do you get drunk in a way? Put purpose in it. And so next time you take a drink, you're going to ask yourself, well, what purpose is me doing this? Well, I just made a toast. Amen. All right, that's good. Amen. And for all of you that are online today, amen, I thank y'all for tuning in, but y'all tune in to God's purpose. Amen. You need to know God's purpose. And by you knowing God's purpose, amen, you can be saved, amen. 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 The Bible said, hold on. The Bible said, repent every one of you in the name of Jesus and be baptized in the name of Jesus for the remission of your sin, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, amen. And so if you enjoyed this today and you thought about purpose, then click on there and share and put on there you liked or something. But let me know that you're listening to this. And then if you like to make any type of donation, amen, you can send it to carechurchinc@gmail.com. You can send it to PayPal, Cash App, or Zelle, amen. And we appreciate anything that you give. And if you don't give anything, share it with somebody else. We'll just appreciate that. So God bless y'all and keep y'all. Amen. Father God, I thank you, Lord, for returning them back to purpose, returning them back to the reason for doing things. And I want to thank you, Father, for turning them around. And I give you praise, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless y'all on Facebook. Amen. Anybody online today, if you got anything you'd like to say, we'll give you time before we get out of here. Is there anyone? Well, amen. Nobody got anything to say. And thank you, Sister Brian. Thank you for being on there, Sister Brian and Brother Brian. Thank you all for being on today. Amen.
Thank you for the word. Thank you for the word. You always preach about something that I read about. I'm going to ask you right there. Well, you must be reading my mind. You're over there and I'm right here.
Shut up, you sleep.
I heard you, Sister Marie.
Yeah, he was asleep. Sitting out there asleep.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank God. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Anyone, anything to say? Anybody back there? Anything you like to?
Well, I thank God for my new position.
Thank God for a new position. Amen. But amen, then. Amen. All right, then. We're going to be dismissed. Amen. Thank y'all for tuning in on the line today. May y'all continue to come. I appreciate you. Everybody that shows up. And so, Father God, we just thank you today, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for opening our understanding to the reason for things, Lord, and for our purpose, and Lord, and the thing you call us to do. Lord, may we all turn back to that purpose, Lord, of the thing that you put in our life and the reason that we was created, the things that we was created for. And may there be a doing of those things, and Lord, not a hearing of those things only. And Father God, we thank you for the blessing of your word, and to thank you for the move of the Holy Spirit in our life. And I give you thanks in Jesus' name. And Father God, as we dismiss today from this line, we dismiss from this church, but never from your presence, we thank you, Lord, that is the angel that is surrounding us and keeping us in all our ways. At least we dash the foot against us. And so I thank you.
I was looking at you. I ain't saying you had Will Johnson. You sleep.
Amen.
I don't know what you sleep.
God bless y'all.
Makes no difference what you're going through. You're gonna make it. God's gonna see you through. Hold your head up. Put a smile on your face. This is another test. With your name on it. God's got a blessing.
God's got a blessing.
Everybody. God's got a blessing.
God's got a blessing.
You say God's got a blessing.
God's got a blessing.
Come on. Everybody say God's got a blessing.